The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
And here we go.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
What up, H-Town? That's not how you start the show.
What?
No.
Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the universe.
Oh, the known universe.
Oh, yeah, the known universe.
I always found that to be really arrogant. I think I'm going to switch it up. What up, H-Town? I think is a good intro for the show, for the big show.
That's not this show.
The big show.
No. Wait a minute. John, I officially don't want any part of this. Okay? No part.
That voice you hear is the voice of John Granato, who is, by all accounts, a Houston radio legend.
Whatever.
That's true, right?
No, it's not true.
How long have you worked in this market?
25 years.
25 years qualifies as legend status?
No, that's not. I'm just a guy.
I
think I put out a piece on Sports Map that you should have known. When LeBron put out his letter to 18-year-old LeBron, I put out my letter to 18-year-old John Granato. Did you see that? You didn't see that.
No, I didn't see that.
I put out my letter, and I congratulated myself on being just a guy. Well, he congratulated himself on the greatness that was LeBron. I congratulated myself on,
I think you're underselling it.
No, I really am
that's
not.
That's an undersell.
No, I'm just a guy. That's all. And I'm proud of it. I'm fine with it.
I don't feel like anybody who's just a guy is going to last 25 years.
You can, you know, trust me, you can.
How long's Rich Lord made it?
Longer.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Way longer.
So it's not just longevity. Okay.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. You're beloved. Like, he's not.
No, there's a lot of people that dislike me. Trust me. Ooh. I have to get rid of them on Twitter. You know what the greatest thing about Twitter is?
What's that?
Mute.
You like that?
I love mute. I don't block because then they know. Mute, right. They don't know, so they're probably still coming at you. And you don't ever see it. And you never respond, which pisses them off more.
How do you feel about, like, when you're following someone, but then, like, you don't like following them, but you know if you unfollow them, it's going to become an issue?
Yeah.
What do you do with that? Do you mute them?
I just pass by I just go by. I don't let anything really bother me. If you want to know the truth, I really don't. I never come at
you're back. Happy-go-lucky.
See, like, you and Joel, your deal on Twitter, when you come after each other, I'm like, why?
When do I go after Joel on Twitter?
You two go at it every once in a while.
I never go after him on Twitter, ever.
Yes, you have.
No.
You two have had beef on Twitter. I've seen Joel go, oh, yeah? Or, yeah, come after you. I've seen it.
I don't think that's true.
No, I'm
gonna
positive.
I'm going to need you to cite a source on that, because I think you're
I have two sources. I have probably thousands of sources on this one.
I've never seen such a thing.
Yeah. So that's ridiculous, especially when there's so much love in this whole Gal Media community.
I feel like there should be love.
There is love.
And
so don't start the show with the big show and the what up H-Town thing. That's not your thing.
That's copyrighted material.
You're appropriating.
I guess you're right.
In 2018, you're Papa John now.
Let's not go there. I don't think I'm Papa John.
I thought it was almost racist what you just did.
Mama, yeah. I don't think so.
Because Joel's whiter than you.
I think Joel's...
I don't know
he's
who's
from
whiter.
Wisconsin.
Yeah, he can't get whiter.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he golfs.
Like, if he was Canadian, maybe he'd be whiter than
me. Yeah, I don't want to get in the middle. Joel, John, I don't want any part of this, okay?
Any part of what?
This thing.
I don't want any part of that either.
Yeah.
Listen, the truth of the matter is that I'm not going to talk about Joel on the air anymore.
Good.
You know why?
Okay.
Joel asked Jong to ask me not to talk about him on the air anymore. So I'm going to respect that. And apparently he said that there's some people that you're never going to be friends with. And AJ is that guy to me.
No, why you got to do this on air?
You see?
What?
That's
telling people, I'm explaining to people why going forward from today, I'm not going to talk about Joel on the air.
You don't talk family business.
There's no such thing as that. Everything comes up on the air.
Outside the family.
Jong is no. He's worked with me. How long have you worked with me, Jong? Almost 10 years.
Almost 10 years. 9 years?
Yeah, there's nothing sacred
to
you.
If it's off the air, it's good for on the air. Like, that's kind of the way it is.
That you don't talk family business outside the family.
But Joel has already, he has basically excommunicated me from the family. I'm not family to him.
Oh, see, I just can't, I don't want, see, I like Joel, I like you. I want everybody to just be in love over here.
I do too.
You know?
But Joel
this
said,
is not, okay.
Joel told Jong he can never love me.
This is almost like an Adam Clanton, Josh Innes thing. Somebody got fired, don't forget that.
Yeah.
Okay? Somebody got fired.
Yeah, the guy with the lesser ratings got fired.
Oh, there we go.
Well, two of them got fired.
We're big D in it. Okay, yeah. With ratings.
Yeah, that's
we're
what we'll do.
We're big D in ratings.
You know how it is, John. Now. When you've got them, you swing them.
Their ratings aren't bad. They're doing well. No, they're winning their time slot. So you better watch yourself. Yeah. Yeah.
This is awkward.
Have they not done well, John?
Who?
The midday show.
Oh, yeah, they have.
They're doing well.
No, better watch. They've done well is different than they're doing well.
No. One month, we lost one book. The same with us. We lost one book. Somebody said, okay.
It's funny how they're just sticking with us.
Okay. You lost some.
No,
some
we
too.
Didn't.
No, you didn't. You weren't as high as you used to be. Everybody lost a book. Then we lost a, we lost some ratings.
Now, you were still number one. We literally had the same number as we did last month.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. We
went 3.9 to 3.9, right, John?
Well, on 97.5, it went from 3.9 to 3.6.
Thank you. Good night.
Okay, and we went to a 0.3 on 94.1 on our simulcast.
Yeah, but that was like 2.5 weeks of simulcast. So
yeah,
that's not true. Our show's been simulcasting now for a month and a half.
No. Yeah. But the book though is like.
So you're saying that .3 could have been greater?
By the way, if you want to know, if you want to know something, a 94.1. Nobody's kicking ass like Charlie Polillo, all right?
That's true.
You're
that's
Charlie's fact, bitch on 94.1.
That's good.
Yeah, that's right.
Unlike some people, I want everyone here to succeed. I'm a team guy. I want to be friends with everybody. I want to... I want to have friendly relationships with everybody.
I'm trying to be the mediator here.
There's nothing to mediate. You know me, John. I'm an easygoing guy. Mm. You disagree with that?
Yes. Yes. You are going... Why are you trying this? Okay... Every day you have to walk through here and you have to see Joel. Are you guys shaking hands? Hey, no. What's up, Joel?
No, you saw what happened today, right?
I did.
What happened?
It's uncomfortable.
What happened? Just say it, John. What happened?
It says, can't we make this comfortable?
What happened, John? What happened when I said hey? I said hey to Barry and we fist bumped. I said hey to Nick and we fist bumped. And then I said hey to Joel and I put my fist out. What happened?
Nothing. Hey.
So why am I the one not? I'm the one trying to make it weird.
Well, all I'm saying is this. In 2018... transitioning is supposed to be more comfortable. And the transition from that show to this show is uncomfortable.
So you're saying I'm making transitioning uncomfortable for Joel?
Yeah. You're bad at transitioning. Okay. That's all I'm saying. I just wish you were better at it. Caitlin, everybody wishes you were better at it.
I guess so.
Okay. Apparently you're not about 2018.
I am. I tried to transition smoothly.
You're making it difficult on everyone.
How did I do that? You're lying. You're
because right now you're talking about stuff that's in the family.
Okay, so off the air, are you going to talk to Joel about leaving me hanging for Dab?
I'm not talking about anything that's hanging with Joel.
Okay,
that's the first time I've seen Joel in. See, now that I'm off at 11, and by the way. These hours blow. Can I tell you something? Because Fred was in here with me. He sat right here. You sat right here on the morning show with me.
Yeah.
Fred did the morning show, and he was like, dude, you have the best hours on the station, 7 to 11.
What?
Oh, yeah.
That's the worst.
No. I'm done at 11 every day. I'm drinking. Did you see how I show prep today?
Yeah.
Did I show you how I show prep?
Yeah, you showed me.
Uh-huh.
You showed me you prepped with Coors Light.
That's right. You're damn right.
I mean, I prepped a show too, but then John came and changed up the whole dynamic of the show that I had planned for today.
Well, you had your plan. Why don't you go back to your original plans instead of the how John changed stuff?
This is more interesting. This is much more interesting. But while, like, you're getting off work sometimes at 11, and I'm, like, rolling out of bed going, oh, man, I just slept till 11. Wow.
Yeah. Like, no, I'd rather be done because here's the deal. I did your hours when Sean Salisbury and I did the afternoon over there. And I had to get up at like 7 to play golf and drink some beers before I went to the show.
That's and tough. Then, but I don't play golf. So I don't care, you know, like I don't need those early morning hours.
Well, see, I do. I like to play. I enjoy it. I played golf in between the morning show today
and this. You like to drink in the middle of the day. I like to stay up until 2:30 in the morning drinking.
Oh, yeah. Well,
so
see,
the morning show lifestyle isn't for me.
Well, see, my wife goes to bed early too, so we're on the same schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't want to stay up till 2:30. I want to go to, you know, we go to bed at 10.
Do you
want
to make love to your wife at a normal hour?
Yes, at normal hours.
How is the lovemaking?
Oh,
still strong, huh? After all these years.
I can't tell you off air because you'll make it part of the show.
I will.
I can't do that.
So just tell me now. It's good.
It's good.
That's awesome, man. Good for you.
Yeah, 21 years now.
Is she? Does she do like exercises to keep it taut?
That's way.
That's too personal.
That's way too far because she's the news director at Channel 13. She's like important. That's important. She's important.
All I'm asking
like,
is how
I'm just a guy.
I'm just asking how she stays in shape for a woman who's been married.
She does yoga.
Oh, that's what works.
She does yoga. She loves yoga. She loves doing yoga. She won't appreciate that question, by the way.
What she does to stay in shape.
And by the way, so any opportunity you had to be an interview to Channel 13, which is by far the number one television station, which is by far bigger than any ratings we get here.
Right.
Over. You've ruined that.
Why? Because I asked how your wife stays hot?
That's inappropriate.
John, I'm bald. You've been inappropriate. I'm not going to get on TV anyway.
John, no one told me the show was inappropriate.
This show's not inappropriate. This is a family show.
I heard that you were asking somebody about how they...
Yesterday. Matt Jackson. I asked Matt Jackson, because he said he didn't watch pornography in his 20s, but he didn't get laid till he was 22. And,
what?
Yeah.
He didn't get laid till they were 22?
Yeah, he was a late bloomer.
Who lives that life?
He was a late bloomer. But because he didn't watch porno, he had to find alternative means of masturbation. And he used the movie Wayne's World, because he had a thing for Tia Carrere. And Lisa Loeb, the songstress, the American songbird, Lisa Loeb.
Do we have any interns out there that are old enough to get some Coors Lights in here?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, let's get some.
Okay. I just want it to be known, Jung. I'm not going to talk about Joel on the air anymore because he asked you to ask me not to. And I think it'd be rude for me to continue doing it. But
turn the music up.
I want one favor from you, Jung, and I'll follow your request if you follow mine.
Okay.
Can you ask Joel from now on when I say hi to him in the hall? He has to acknowledge that I exist as a human.
No.
Can you ask him that for me?
Yes.
Okay. Then that's all I ask. All right.
Yeah.
John Granato, Houston radio legend, in with me today on a show where we won't talk about Joel all day. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
No Fred Fowler, but we have doubled down on radio, Houston radio legends in the studio. There was one earlier. John Granato was here.
He's still here.
He's still here.
I'm still here, apparently.
Although, I'm surprised you didn't leave if that's what you thought I was talking about.
Well,
but
Lance Zierlein has
joined us.
Apparently, there's no rules in the afternoon at all.
None. There's rules. None. What was he talking about yesterday with Matt Jackson?
I just talking about what he... I don't even... I hesitate to say it, but he's like, yeah,
He's like, he jerks off.
Was that not an interesting...
How many times did you say jerks?
I know that. Look at Jung. See, he can't even... He's like, I don't think we're... He knows we're not supposed to say that.
Why are we not supposed to say... I've been doing this a long time. I know what I'm going to say.
You've been...
I've been talking about that for a long time.
Talking about that.
Yeah.
And you've been doing it a long time.
A long time. Way before I had a radio show.
Way before. Here's the rules. In the morning, here's things I never hear John say in the microphone. Hey, Dell, go get some of the interns to go get me some Coors Lights.
Yeah.
I never hear that. And here on this show, no rules. He's like, yeah.
He's a wild man.
I got money. Is any of the interns up there?
I gave him my credit card.
Oh, no. I got money. I got cash.
It's fine.
We use cash.
Yeah.
Just grab it and go.
It's untraceable.
I need to clear something up from the last segment. John thought that I was asking.
No.
Okay. You have to clear that up. No. Well, your stuff you need to clear up. Maybe not that. Why do I have to? I'm sitting here in my office trying to get some stuff done, looking at, frankly, a bad linebacker class. And then all of a sudden,
What's the matter with the linebackers?
It's not great. And all of a sudden, I hear all this noise, this ruckus. Where's the ruckus? It's coming from Josh.
What about Devin White from LSU?
He's all right. He missed a lot of tackles, frankly. But Josh and all these guys are like, oh, my God.
Is that your daughter's boyfriend?
No.
No. Not yet.
No.
Yet.
No.
Is that your son-in-law?
No. I'll tell him when it's my son-in-law.
Your grandbaby daddy?
Yes.
So I say, what's all the ruckus? I have to ask. I open the door. What's all the ruckus? I go, it's AJ. He's doing it again. What's he doing? Going after Joel.
I didn't go after again. Joel.
That's the word on the streets I'm getting.
No, you're talking about him behind the scenes, okay? By the way, I came in.
Yeah.
He tried to make...
He tries to pull you in as well.
No, but he actually dapped and dapped, and Joel wouldn't dap. Joel won't have any part of it.
He went... Yeah. He just did the head nod.
Because this is what...
Can you just get along with the people at this station?
I'm trying!
He's the one who told me. He said, I'm pretty sure no one here likes me, and I don't really like anyone that much. You like the morning show, though, right?
I like you guys.
Yeah.
I like pretty much everybody.
Do you like Dell?
Okay, let me ask you this.
I like Dell.
You like Real?
Yeah. Real used to intern for me. I like everybody.
He used to intern for you?
Yeah, in Austin.
So you came in when he was gone, and he sat here.
Yeah. Got along with everybody?
They got along with everybody. Did a nice job. He had to get up in the morning. Yeah. He did that, which is why I came here, because he made that effort for us.
Nice guy, AJ.
Great guy.
Thank you guys.
So if Barry is off again on one of his comedy deals, I think you should sit in with Joel.
I would listen to that.
Okay. John, true story or not, I asked Joel to sit in with me one day this week.
Yes.
He rejected that proposal.
Well, here's the thing. I think that show would have been you ragging on him the whole time.
Why do you think that?
I mean, it happens. I think it would go both ways. It would go both ways. The whole three hours.
It would be a show where I make fun of him and he makes fun of me.
Yes.
Would that be any different than any other show on this radio station? Would that be any different than John and I or Fred and I or anybody?
Well, I think that, okay. Would you respect him? Would you put some respect on his name?
Would you put some respect on his name?
Yes.
Yes.
If he came in here and sat in here.
I don't believe that would be an olive branch.
I really do.
Yeah.
I don't think Joel's going to accept it.
He doesn't want my branch. He's not even dapping
him
up.
I think that you two might be able to work this out if, in fact, you did a show together.
I don't understand why you're making it sound like I'm the one.
You're the instigator.
Who's not making an effort
here. There's
no
question you're the instigator.
You saw me.
He never talks about AJ Hoffman on his show.
He does.
Does he?
That's when I talked about him and Barry.
John doesn't think so.
That's not.
There was that deal about the big show. Who brought it? First of all,
is that how it started?
He started the big show.
We started 2011.
Yeah,
yeah, but
and it got
so neither of you are the big show.
I didn't appropriate it.
Okay, neither of you are the big show.
I'm not the big show.
Well, you tried to be.
No,
this is what he does yesterday. Yes. I knew it. This is what he does yesterday. He goes, yeah. How's everything? Remember, and then Lance came in, and then he took your job. He told Matt Jackson was sitting right there. He said he took your job, like something from South Park. I said, I didn't take your job. I said, no. I said,
They fired Matt him. And gave not, you his job.
They were cost cutting.
Well, they kind of.
I didn't take
it. Hey, wait a minute. Is he wrong?
No, yes. No. I didn't take his job.
Wait a minute.
You filled the position that he got terminated from.
I took Wexler's job. Kinda. Clanton took his job.
Okay. That's fair.
And that, what a pairing that. What a great move by 790 that was.
That was a successful show.
Yeah. Which one?
Him and Clanton.
We had ratings success. I mean,
yeah. Did you?
Yeah.
Do you guys,
a year and a half.
Would you say that Adam Clanton is one of those guys that there's some people you want to be friends with, but then there's some people that no matter how hard you try, you can just never be friends with? Is that how you'd say you guys' relationship
is? We worked.
Look at this.
We worked.
Really, I've never seen him stutter.
No. We work together. That's it.
But would you say that you could have never been friends?
No, we're not buddies.
Is he the kind of person you could never see yourself being friends with?
No, there's just some people you hang out with. And so, now, to be fair, I keep a little tighter circle, and there's certain people that bring me. We just have different, you know. He does into wrestling. I'm into, you know, draft and sports and stuff like that. It's just different.
He's not into sports.
Oh. Yeah, but Joel and I have similar interests. I think we both like football.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, we both like chicks.
But you both are kind of type A.
Well,
you're both kind of type A. You're both kind of alphas.
You both like
That means we're both straight. That's like a
maybe.
We're both pretty straight, I think.
Maybe.
I don't know.
What?
What? There are guys that have been married before. This dude lays on guys in front of thousands of people. Okay? They lay on each other.
I hit him in the face while I'm on top of him.
Yeah, but sometimes you just lay on each other with the legs spread and you guys are in a compromising position. Listen, sometimes it's a little bit.
It's called a guard, John.
No, it's called.
It's a guard and then sometimes
you think
a rubber
it's questionable.
Guard.
It's called.
So you're not sure if I'm 100% straight?
No. Yes. Yeah, the answer is yes. I'm not sure.
John thinks MMA is homoerotic.
I got to be honest,
he's always
John,
thought that.
I need John not to talk about me on air anymore. John's one of those guys. I try to be friends with everybody. But
yeah.
There's some people who I'm just never going to be friends with. John is that person.
You see? This is how Joel feels about you.
And now I get it.
Yeah, now you get it.
Except
now
I never questioned his sexuality ever.
What made him so mad at you?
I don't know.
There had to be something.
Keep him out of your mouth. He just tweeted that, by the way.
That was a long time ago he tweeted that. But what happened was,
I just got that.
Barry and Joel and Nick were on air before us, as they are every day, Monday through Friday, the big show. And they were taking some shots at our show.
Were they fun natured? Were they good natured?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, let's be good natured.
So I came back and I brought Nick in and I gave some good-natured jabs back.
Oh, no. He came in with an Uzi and just sprayed the big show.
I can see that.
I just let the big show know that we're not to be trifled with around here.
It's not good-natured. Oh. He sprays it down with a machine gun fire.
Now someone else is being a little sensitive around here.
I wasn't sensitive. I took it and I dished back. I play that game, John.
Isn't it?
I play that game where you punch me, I punch you. You punch me, I punch you. I play that game all the time. I play it all day. What I don't play is you punch me, and I go tell the boss to not have you punch me anymore.
Wait. Is there a chance that it was sparring, and they were just flicking jabs, and you're supposed to be going, about 60%? You're just trying to get your rhythm going.
Is there a chance?
And then you started throwing real punches.
You
is
were
that what
pummeling.
Happened?
He was underneath you, okay, and in a compromised position.
Were you rolling? I think you two. And all of a sudden, you started. And it's supposed to be pancrase, where you're not supposed to hit above the face.
Is there a chance that show was being a little Conor McGregorish? And, you know, chest puffed out and...
And you were being Mayweather?
You mean the pound for pound champ?
Yeah, 145 pounds, but then he forgot that when he starts talking to Daniel Cormier, the sparring is a little bit different.
I got you.
You know what I mean?
I thought you were going to go Mayweather because nothing happened there.
No, nothing happened there.
Yeah.
No. But, no, listen, I like everybody here. I am a big believer in ball-busting radio. Mm-hmm. And I think that's how you create a good, like John calls it, a family atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
And if you guys go on the morning show, I'll never hear it because I don't wake up that early. Mm-hmm. But if you were to bust, were to bust my balls on the air, I would take it and I would
You drop more and it'd be mortars, yeah, shots and Molotov cocktails.
I just want you to know this. That's how Adam Clanton got fired over there, throwing mortars. Oh. And guess what? You just watch your ass. Because Joel might get ass fired.
Is that a threat?
Why are you making it worse? What are you doing?
Joel might get your... He already...
For the record, I'm friends with Joel.
Am too.
What?
I think this is all just good fun.
He's trying to make it worse than it is.
Is this a radio bit?
I think it's good, clean fun.
Yeah. What happened is when we started the show, John was like, oh, I've got an idea. Let's do this. And he was like, watch me get Joel fired.
No, my idea was... Let's never do this. Okay.
He was like, let's get some
Coors
Lights.
Why can't we talk about Tom Herman at the Big 12 meetings? Did you see the guy embarrass him?
Do you think that's more entertaining than what we're talking about now?
Yeah. I don't want to.
Is that more entertaining than the linebacker class?
I think,
let me put it this way. I think people, line up around, if they see a fight or a potential fight, everyone comes running to encircle. That's what listeners are doing right now.
I don't fight with my co-host.
You know what happens at other stations when that happens.
That's right. People get their fired.
Yeah.
Okay? That's what happens.
Yeah.
You want to be a fill-in guy at 610? Because that could happen.
But he could be in us, though.
Well, that's true.
You're not. Joel, Ennis is still there.
Yeah. You know that is true.
Some people survive those things.
Oh, good. Congratulations. You're Josh Ennis. Congratulations. Oh, I guess you won. Oh. Whatever.
I'm not looking for that. I don't want Joel to get fired. I want him to have a wildly successful
show. This is team. Yeah. Teamwork. That's what I'm saying.
What's the best thing for my show is to have Joel and Barry be a successful lead-in show,
that's
right?
That's correct, yes.
Why would I want anything other than that?
No, right. You do.
What I want.
We all wish the best for all of
everybody. You're not going to be friends with everybody all the time.
I guess I just have to accept that Joel and I aren't going to be friends.
I guess.
Yeah. Feel like you've accepted that a long time ago.
Today was really the day when I dapped Barry and I dapped Nick, and then
it was nothing. That was some.
You saw it.
He made a stalled up face and went like this. Little, he went.
I wish. Like that. I wish we could all just
do the head flip. Like if Joel had long hair, it would have been in like a Mean Girls head flip.
I feel like I wanted to try to make this better, but I don't think anything like that happened just now.
Did Lance make it better?
No.
I didn't try to make it worse. I wasn't an active irritant, though.
No, you weren't, but...
Screw the Big 12. This is great. This bleep is radio gold. No one gives a bleep about Herman.
Right.
I know, but I just want everybody to get along.
I do, too.
I feel like an irresponsible parent giving AJ matches, and then...
Yes.
Both Granato and Lance...
Hey, I'll be honest. And he shoots you in the face with a bazooka.
Honestly, here's what you should have done if you had any sense at all.
Not say anything.
You've worked with me for so long. You should have told Joel when he asked
you
that.
I'm not saying that.
You should have said, yeah, I'll talk to him about it, and then never talk to me about
it. Yeah, that's kind of on you, John.
That's the move.
Management style.
You should know that by now.
Well,
I mean, you knew what I was going to do with this. You knew it. Yeah. Like, I'm a kid wearing a trench coat. And big black boots, and I've got anger issues. And then you're my dad, and you just leave the gun closet unlocked. Yeah. You know what's going to happen.
That's not a good analogy.
You know what's going to happen. Right?
Or you're the kid with the trench coat and nothing under it. And then
or that, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm a super perv, and you hit all my clothes except for the trench coat.
You don't want to let him go out like that.
Yeah, you knew I would go out like that.
Yeah, mostly this is all on John.
No, it is on me.
It's all on you, John.
I apologize.
Thank you. Apology accepted.
I got to pee. Where's that beer?
I don't know. All right, we'll be back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 975.
Warehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
All right, we are back on the Blitz. Radio legend, Houston legend.
Stop saying that. It's just, no. Just, I'm here. I'm morning show host with
morning
Lance Erlon.
Morning show host.
And by the way, you guys are doing great, and it's awesome what you guys are doing in the
afternoon. Thank you. You guys, too.
Yeah. No, we're doing well, but I can't tell you. You guys have been together, what, 6 years now?
No, 9 years.
9 years.
Yeah.
And it's been on 97.5 all this time?
The whole time.
Yeah, see, that's really cool. And it is something that is, Lance and I were the first time over at 610. We were together for 10 years, and we were just destroying it, and then broke it up to come over here, and then, and you know, everything, and signals, and all that crap. Anyway, longevity is something, people are comfortable with you guys, and all of that. Do you know what I'm still getting?
What?
Man, I miss you and Lance together. I was sitting at the poker table over at Prime Sunday, and this guy goes, oh, man, dude, I just miss you. You and Lance together in the sixth. I was like.
And you're like, I got big news for you, pal.
Dude, it's going on right now.
Yeah, it's
and
happening.
I don't think it's all that well known. So I wish everyone would, you know, make it. If any of your buddies used to listen back in the day or you guys, I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people in this city. It's not like we. I'm going to pull the curtain back a little bit. It's not like we spent a lot of money on that marketing thing.
No. Well, this is a very grassroots, homegrown
it's what
operation.
We do. It's what we do.
Yeah.
And you know what? I think we got to get that word out. You know, don't listen to boring radio over there or someone screaming at you about race. Well, we do a lot of racism stuff because we have
not
Adele.
Me.
We do because of Adele.
You have a black guy on the show. That helps.
Yeah. Well... And Del,
does everybody know Del is black?
He's a racist son of a bitch. You know that, right?
Does everybody know Del is black?
No. No, we get a lot of calls in here because we're talking about racist stuff. I mean, a bunch. And they're like
no,
you
listen.
Guys, you are, that's right. And Del's like, dude,
I'm one of us.
I don't know if you know that.
Right.
But because he sounds like he's from Harvard, he speaks the Queen's English, you know, it's like, hey, stop already, okay?
Right.
I can say what I want.
Yeah.
You're drinking, what is that made of? Old tires and and blueberries?
No.
Some kind of flowery?
I'm drinking a Carbach.
See, it's not this.
It's not.
Blue
but you
mountains.
Know what? I got good news for you. This is my last Carbach, so I'm going to have a side-by-side taste test here in a minute.
No. You're going to love Coors Light.
I probably won't.
Climb on, brother.
No, but you
no,
know
it's not for everybody.
Yeah. Everybody's got different palates.
Listen, we did New York. Where else did we go? San Francisco?
Yeah,
we did. And I've gone out with Fred and AJ. You want to talk about beer nerds?
Mm-hmm.
Can I tell you? You guys are like, look at it was like
I am a beer nerd.
It was like it would be like me playing Pebble.
Yeah, it's you like it like golf to you is beer to me.
It was, yeah.
Yeah.
It was like it would be like, oh, look at this. You'd be like, whatever. There's a bunch of grass.
It's like grass
and there's a hole.
And a hole
at the end.
Yeah, with a flag in it. Like,
right.
Like every golf course in the world.
Yeah, right. But I'd be like,
right.
Yeah. And you guys were like, they were like 900 taps.
Yeah.
And then we went in New York to some
Pony Bar.
It was like on a corner. It was like, this is like a legendary bar.
It was.
Yeah. And I was like, dude, it's got beer in it. What?
But you were upset they didn't have Coors Light.
Yeah. I'm like, hey. You got Coors Light? Sorry, this is New York. They don't cross, you know. I'm like, dude, really? What? I can't. Yeah, I got to drink like
but
blue
also,
bonnets and
yeah. But guess what happened?
Blue bonnets and but out of a nunnery.
What? Guess what happened that night though?
What?
You got super drunk really fast because you're used to drinking Coors Light.
I don't
want to
get super drunk. I want to enjoy myself.
Not me. I like to get super hammered. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, but see, then
we were getting an Uber. I mean,
then if Joel showed up, you two would have gone to blows.
No, that's not true.
Yeah,
are you
the fight guy when you're drunk?
No,
you're not.
No.
Have you ever been in a bar fight?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
That doesn't mean that I like it. I'm not looking to fight.
I don't. It's not that I like it. I didn't mean that. Do you do that?
Have I done it before?
Yes.
Yes. Last time I got into a bar altercation though, I was probably 24.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 25. I mean, it's been a long time.
Oh, well, that's good then. I like that. Well, but see, you would have a problem if you got into a bar fight because you it's your profession.
Why would that be a problem?
Because you could get sued.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, I could get sued. It's not that's fake news. Like that you have to be registered or something. That's not real.
Well, it's not. No, but don't tell me if you bashed a dude's face in. As somebody who has fought professionally, you can't get sued. You would get your ass sued.
I would get sued the same way if you bash somebody's face in. You would get sued.
No, you. They would have a better case against you.
I don't think so.
Yes, because I don't. I'm just a little. I'm like, no. See, I would be like, really? I bashed that dude's face in.
That's what I would say.
Do you believe that?
I would stand in front of the jury, really look at me.
They would go, oh, no, he's a professional fighter, except for when he got his knee all buckled up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I would say. I would say, like, listen, I have a guy who's had multiple ACL surgeries. I'm a broken down old man. Do you really think I can bash this guy's face?
Yeah. Except look at the dude that bald. Was it the bald dude that knocked your leg out, your knee out?
He wasn't bald. He was a big black guy.
Oh, see, that was your first problem.
Mm-hmm.
You got in there with an athlete. That was your first.
That was the mistake. I will say this. I was 3-0 against whites, 1-0 against Hispanics.
And?
0-1 against blacks. I mean, that's.
Okay.
That's my.
We moved up in class.
My resume would point out that, yeah.
We moved up in class and then couldn't race anymore.
I guess not. Yeah.
And then they had to shoot the horse.
I learned my lesson.
That's it.
I learned my lesson. No more fighting black guys.
That's it. All right, it's time to break again.
All right, we'll be back. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I don't know how I could explain that in a cooler and more doper fashion.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
No Fred, just regular old guy, John Granato in for Fred.
That's me.
You like that better?
Yep.
I was trying to keep some respect on your name.
Put some respect on it.
I was trying to, but then you were like,
I'm just John Granato, not regular old guy or any of the other accolades. Let me ask you this, because you just asked me about a golf course.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do you, like, I play golf, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I like to enjoy, we go to dinners and we go to bars, we go to games. I go to a lot of games.
Mm-hmm.
I love going to football games. I love going to. Like, what do you do? Is it just porn, or what do you do?
No, it's not just porn.
Well, what besides porn?
I don't do a whole lot of stuff.
Like, you know?
I go to the gym, and then I come to work, and then I go home, and I watch TV, and that's pretty much it. Like, I don't have a lot of...
I thought you were interesting.
I'm not really that interesting. I try to tell people that all the time. I'm pretty lame.
Are you going to fight again?
No.
You're done.
Yeah.
So you just go to the gym just to stay in some kind of semblance of
Yeah. Well, I still take jiu-jitsu classes because I still do Muay Thai. I still train.
Yeah.
Like I just won't fight anymore.
So you just want to kick somebody's ass at any time.
No, it's just something that, I mean, it's like golf. Like you're never going to be a professional golfer, but you enjoy playing and you always want to get better and things like that. It's the same thing with fighting. It's just something that I'd like to be better at.
Right, but with that we gamble.
Mm-hmm.
And we drink.
Okay.
So it's social. It's very golf is very social.
Agreed.
Right. I've met a lot of my clients and a lot of my friends are because we play golf.
Okay.
And we give each other the business.
Yeah.
I was going to say ship. We give each other ship.
Right.
And we you know, I mean, it's awesome. See, that's 4 hours you spend with your buddies and drinking and all kinds of stuff. That's why. But working out and learning Muay Thai or Mai Tais or whatever you're doing,
right,
is work.
It is kind of work.
Yeah,
it's more work.
It's do you still are you motivated to do that?
Yeah. Like you, what do you do for exercise?
I run or elliptical.
Okay, I hate running. So this is something that I do like to stay in shape because otherwise I would be fatter than I am. I'm already pretty fat, but like I go to the gym every day, and that kind of keeps me less fat. So yeah. I just look at it as it's a fun way for me to exercise.
Yeah. You got
to
do that. Yeah.
Yeah. Like some dudes go out and play basketball to stay in shape or, you know, whatever. And
right. I have to motivate myself, but I still do it. I do it 2 or 3 times a week.
That's good.
And that's what you do?
I do probably 5 or 6 days a week.
Do you really?
Yeah.
That's dedicated. I couldn't.
I mean,
other than drinking.
But it's different because
relations.
Every time you know, when you go on a run, you don't like suddenly get better at running. When you do martial arts every day, you learn something new. You get a little bit better at something.
That's
so
true.
So it's like you're always kind of growing.
Yeah, but you're sweating and you know.
But there's a shower there, so it's okay.
But see, I like hang out. That's not something you do with your buddies. You're a real family guy.
Yeah,
I've got all the kids gone. So
yeah, I a lot of my spare time is spent with my kids' baseball team.
Oh yeah,
and so I'm doing that. I go to the batting cages with him a lot.
Yeah, that's good
stuff like that. And then, you know, like I'll go out and I'll go meet my buddies and we'll drink beer, and that's my socializing. Yeah.
Oh, so you do that?
Yeah.
Well, you said I just go home.
I usually go home, but then like
that's
sometimes
a lie. Your wife will probably say that's not true.
It's mostly true.
Yeah.
But every once in a while, they'll be like, one of my buddies will say, "Hey, we're having some beers over here."
You know
come?
What's the best is when your kid is playing Little League and you're drinking.
You can't do that.
I do.
I did. I know, but it's a different. My dad did too. My dad drank while he coached my Little League team.
He was Buttermaker.
Right, but that's not. It's frowned upon now.
See, I was Buttermaker.
It's frowned upon.
Red
now.
Cup.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a lot of red cups up there.
Yeah, you think people eat Gatorade, whatever, you know?
Yeah, no, everybody knew.
Everybody knew.
Oh, yeah. Well.
That's the kids phrase. Knew?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
They're not, you know, kids are smarter than we
and
were.
Look at you. You drank your way through that, and your son still is he's a college athlete.
Yeah.
He made it.
Well, yeah, he overcame me.
Right.
Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying that you groomed him into that while drinking, which is really impressive.
Well, I think you know, we were social. We always had parties at the house. We had a pool, so we had everybody over and doing stuff. He loved that. And now he's playing poker and he loves golf and he's a football player. He's doing all this stuff. I think I trained him to be like me, which
he's
is a
versatile
bad,
guy. That's
and his
good.
Mother is not happy about that, but
well, that's good, man. It's good to like poker's one of those, and poker's something I'll do every once in a while. I'll get with some buddies and play cards, but that's a good skill to have in life. Like it's
to be social.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like as opposed to just going home after, you know what? And nobody's. I'm not. I just like to, you know, be social. It's not about women or all that stuff. It's
like I always worry about like the worst thing for me would be if I was a guy who like, if you were like, hey, you want to come over and play cards and drink some beer, and I was the guy who was like, I don't really know how to play cards.
Yeah.
I don't drink beer. Like that'd be weird.
Well, you'd be someone I wouldn't hang out with.
I guess that's true.
Yeah,
but
some of my friends don't play cards, but they'll drink.
Right.
All my friends.
All your friends
I
drink.
I got something in common with all my friends.
Right.
Right.
So it's a... I go through life trying to be as versatile as possible. I try to...
I try to be as drunk as possible.
Well, that's not true. Because you've told me already that you prefer to drink for the long haul instead of getting crushed in, you know, 3 or 4 drinks.
Climb on, brother.
Climb on, brother. You can keep on climbing.
Everybody who's watching
on the live stream,
climb on, brother.
We'll be back hour number 2.
You got to play some Love Train, okay? Yeah.